it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we're picking up the pieces of a nonsensical Dave Dombrowski today, going full Kyle and letting everyone off the hook. Our Twitter
Kyle
question,
Dombrowski.
Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. So our question earlier today was, do you expect the Phillies to make meaningful changes this offseason? Yes, or they'll run it back. Hugh, has your opinion changed after hearing Dave Dombrowski?
No, they're not going to run it back. Mm. Can't. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. In a press conference like that,
yep.
You have to operate from a position of power. So I say that to say that if you go into the press conference and say, we're gutting the whole regime and we're gutting everybody,
right?
Then you're letting other teams know that there might be a fire sale. So they're going to be looking for a discount because
sure.
They already know that you're trying to move some people. So I think you did the right thing. I think you handled it the way that you were supposed to handle it. You can't say a whole lot. You got to say something, but you can't say a whole lot. You can't show your hand.
Yeah, and I understand about the players, right? Like, he's going to keep a poker face with Schwarber and with JT and with Bader. And, like, these guys are free agents. He, of course, depending on the market, he's going to want to bring some of these guys back, or if not all of them. What got me, though, is where's the self-accountability? Like, I didn't do enough. We didn't win a World Series. I consider this a failure. I'm going to do everything I can to get us over the hump. He didn't say that once. He spent more time talking about the text messages he gets from his friends about how much they like watching the Phillies.
That really bothered you.
Because it's not germane to the topic. Like
Major League buddies.
That is the definition of Major League buddies. Oh, my friends think the team is good. Oh, really? Do they? That's wonderful, Dave.
Your friends think you're cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that you're getting paid a lot of money so your friends text you the baseball team is really good. That a joke is what that was. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Chris!
Happy Groundhog Day, man.
Yeah, that's it is. It hit on October 16th this year.
Mm-hmm. Before I get into Dave, I got an axe to grind. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Can you, for 1 minute, just stop being the no fun neighbor to the poor kids that live near you?
It was bad. It was bad what you started the show with today. That you're not going to have candy on Halloween for the kids.
Yeah.
And what's that famous quote that Michael Jordan had?
No. No. Let me tell you something. With all due respect, take your cheap ass down to the grocery store and go get a bucket of candy to put out for the poor kids. All right.
Come on
be a good
Come
human.
On.
All right. Stop
Come
being
on.
Selfish.
I'm not
right?
being selfish.
It's a little selfish. A bucket
a
of candy.
Lot.
You write the take one, and then if the first kid takes them all, you're done for the night. It's not your responsibility. It's
$10.
It's the brat
you,
kid. $10. Yeah, it's not you. Come on.
Anyway, let's talk about one nonsense to another. We got Duck Blaine Dombrowski, on the air today talking about no accountability. And the biggest thing that infuriated me, Joe, is him going on and on about, oh, my God, they have 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, and that's, impossible to touch. You are paying Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper a boatload of money, and they can't hit a major league fastball? Are you serious? My head wanted to explode. I mean, it's unbelievable. We can't hit a fastball. Just insanity. And then I get to listen to Topper. Topper comes out and throws flowers at Alvarado. And then he talks about the young kids coming up. But who? Who is he talking about? Because you guys, everybody thinks Aiden Miller, naturally Crawford. But what about Painter? What about the guy that is the next coming of Cy Young, and Dave Dombrowski couldn't trade him for anyone? He was off the table. No, what's going on with Painter? Is Painter going to be there? Because you know what? We know they're going to bring back Bader, and rightfully so, but Nick's going to be gone. Marsh is going to be gone. There's a lot of room out there. So you know what, Dave? The only way you could win me back at this point is go bring us a haul. go bring in Kyle Tucker and go trade and bring in Stephen Kwan. And you know what? Throw Painter in the deal. Go get those two studs in the outfield, and then we can talk and have some faith. But other than that, I have no faith at all.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate it. I mean, my faith is that they're going to run it back. I mean, like, I have nothing to tell me they're not. There was three honest moments in the Dave Dabrowski press conference. One, when he threw Matt Strom totally under the bus. I don't even know if Strom's going to get up. I mean, that was, he threw him under the bus, and then he backed that thing up over him, saying he didn't participate in the pitcher fielding practice. He was honest about Bryce Harper, which I thought was interesting. I mean, Hugh, he said nothing that was, I thought, wrong. He said nothing that was really negative about it. He
kept
was
it
real.
He kept it a bean.
And he's like, look, we'll see if he turns out to be elite again. But the reality is he wasn't elite this year. He's totally right about that. And then the third thing was honesty, was the Castellanos thing. Yeah, we'll see if he's back. I mean, Castellanos is not here next year.
It was a lot of cast that chirped this year. Yep. That probably rubbed people the wrong way. I am convinced, and I know that there's been a lot of conversation about this the last couple of days, but I think, you know, the not backing of Topper when he was asked what was going on, Bryce Harper, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That probably rubbed some folks the wrong way. The fact that, you know, Castellanos said something, he chirped off a couple times this year. I feel like for them, it's more, they're trying to change the culture in a sense. You know, because it feels like, just, and this is me recklessly speculating like I like to do on the outside looking in, that they feel like the culture is a little off.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In that locker room, and they're trying to fix that. And I think it starts with Bader. I would not be surprised if Bader is one of the first. Well, he's going to be here, correct?
Well, no. So he has
an opt out,
and
he'll be one of the first moves they make. I would not be surprised if that was the case.
He's going to opt out because he should, right, to get more money. And then the question is, right, do they re-sign him quickly?
Yeah, I think he's the first move.
I'm good with that. Now, I thought it was a couple of fair questions there about him, like, because, well, the feeling we all had when they traded for him is true. Like, he has been more of just a guy in his career, that he played great here. So,
but he's been a better guy than what we had.
Totally. And the question is, do you think he's going to keep being the guy he was in August and September, or is he going to go back to being pretty good? And then how much do you pay him for all that? I mean, I want him back. I think he's an asset, and I think he's certainly better than anything we've had in center field for a long time around here. Let's go to Ryan in Bucks County. What's up, Ryan?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Ryan. What's up,
Ryan?
What I'm most disappointed about is we didn't hear really anything about their runners in scoring position, the plate discipline, selectivity at the plate. And this, like, because the thing is, like the one of the last callers just said, is the thing is, they did try to make this team different this year to see a lot more pitches. And the thing is, but they still are so bad with runners in scoring position, because the way this roster's constructed is, it's all about the home run and trying too hard. And we constantly keep hearing the guys is, we got to do this, we got to do that, and stop trying so hard. But the thing is, we got to get this roster to be about contact and stop always trying to hit home runs, because it's just so frustrating. Going into the playoffs, the last 4 years, all we see is, there are struggles with runners in scoring position and not doing what JT Realmuto does, is hit line to line, choking up on the bat, looking to go with the pitch. Because, look, small ball does not have to only be bunting. It's hitting line to line, choking up, looking to go with the pitch. And the thing is, this team is just so bad at who they are with runners in scoring position, and it has to do with the roster construction. So if we look to have more guys that are hitters first, that hit a lot of doubles and have about 20 home runs or 25 home runs as a player, I think we can win it. But it's such a problem, and we want to constantly hear, we got to change, we got to change, we got to do this. but it's the same players.
Yeah, and Ryan, I think for those players that you're talking about with the chase rate and all that, and Ryan, good phone call. They could do it for a while, but if you look at the full season, the scope of things, they didn't really change that much. I mean, it's hard. It's hard, and especially as guys get older, they're going to swing and miss more. They're going to chase more because they're guessing. It's hard for players to fully change. So you have to get different players if that's the way you want to play. That's it. And in the playoffs, you need to do both, right? You can't just have small ball. That's not enough because teams hit home runs. Like game one, the Dodgers won on a home run. You need both. I mean, the Phillies hit a bunch of home runs, but they sometimes when that doesn't happen, they don't find other ways to score. They need both. That's the reality. And they have major decisions to make this offseason with Schwarber and Bader and Ranger and JT Realmuto. I think most of these guys are coming back. I think they're going to run this thing back. There was a sense of, we're fine. Yeah, let's just keep knocking at this thing, and the tree will fall over eventually. Just keep chopping the tree.
I don't believe that to be the case.
I hope you're right.
I think you can. I didn't
get any urgency from that GM.
Well, it's not supposed to. Mm-hmm. Because like it's almost like being in a meeting. When you're in a meeting, you're not supposed to let anyone know what you're thinking. And I do that every day yep. with success.
I was going to say, where are you getting this idea
you
from?
I'm just saying.
You do the opposite
every meeting I've been in with you guys.
Every meeting that I'm in with you guys, I don't show my hand ever. Mm-hmm. I'm always playing
locked in.
Poker face. Yep, locked right. in yep. every day.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, you are
then
locked in.
Then I come
in.
Out here like, wham. Yeah. Just drop all this knowledge on you.
Sometimes I do wish people could see the behind the scenes of our meetings. I mean, they are the way you think they are. But, like, just imagine, like, we're talking, planning something out, and, like, he was like, did you see this? Kangaroos were driving cars yesterday.
No.
What?
No, you remember, like, this is how I know I broke it, Kyle. Because in the beginning, it used to be an issue. But now it's expected.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just like, yeah.
I've learned to just, like, plow right through it. I'm like.
What are you talking about? Hey, my bad. It was like. You know, it just happens.
Yeah. Now I'm like, okay, back to the...
That's why I got my notepad. You see my notepad. You see these writings. You see the writing.
That didn't change anything, though.
It did. I'm like, listen, when you're dropping knowledge into me, not write that stuff down, man.
Yeah, stop. Right 215.
I'm sure.
94.9. Back to the phone lines. Your reaction to the press conference. Plus, we want to react to something Baldy said yesterday. He was asked about Jalen Carter's season so far, and he did not hold back. That is next. Your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show, 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels. Black Daniels.
Wait, what'd you call it?
I got confused. First up, we got crap peck. Crack. Let me tell pepper. You about you this Jack Daniels Blackberry Whiskey. It's my new tailgate drink. It's the real deal, people. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak and honey. It's the touchdown drink at your tailgates this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and spirit store and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey. Make it your own so you can make your own Blackberry Lemonade. And remember to tailgate responsibly.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.